iron. But three times a day, could I kill she right away. I thought she was doing well. Suddenly she start to swell. Though the iron make she sick, she would not quit. Breakfast, lunch and dinner, she obeying, she dumped her.
Too much iron, they kill a woman.
The iron have she sickly, yet nobody could stop she.
Too much iron, they kill a woman. Too much iron in she blood. Too much iron, she thick like mud. Too much iron in she heart. Too much iron, she falling apart. The girl was very skinny, but now she big and heavy. Too much iron, they kill a woman. But she was anemic, but iron make she more sick. Too much iron, they kill a woman. Demanded a medical inquest. How could iron deficiency end in a tragedy? In the final analysis, they blame the pharmacist. He misread the prescription, wrote the dosage wrong. Too late for the woman, is endless complication. Too much iron, they kill a woman.
It damaged the liver, pancreas and bladder.
Too much iron, they kill a woman. Too much iron in she brain. Too much iron, everyday migraine. Too much iron in she head.
Too much iron, they kill she dead. She got the right prescription, but the dosage was fatal.
Too much iron, they kill a woman.
Hudson Phillips, they suing for malpractice.
Too much iron, they kill a woman.
I say she's a damn fool to take so much capsule.
Too much iron, they kill a woman.
Calypso music. That's what I love about Calypso music. Calypso music, yo, holds history in it, you know. This one bag of slackness, he talking. Man talking real things, you know. Man talking about a real woman in Vinci. Too much iron, I nearly dead. Iron can bind you, you know. That's one of the things that I had to, you know, when you're having a youth, when you're having a baby, a lot of decisions that you gotta make, you know what I mean? You're gonna put in your child.
Too much iron.
Your doctor prescribe an iron.
You
look at the iron, they say, yo, come like, yo, you might as well call it a lollipop.
Too much iron.
You have to go out and get some organic iron.
Too much iron.
You know what I mean? Whatever iron you're getting, man, make sure it's natural iron. Make sure it's real iron. Yo, it's your boy Preacher the Building, man, coming to you live and direct from the city of Montreal right here on the nation's favorite station, CKUT 90.3 FM. Yo, I got some bills to pay. I got some PSAs to make, and we gonna be right back with the flavor.
There's a lot going on in the world today. See how it affects Montreal's Black and Caribbean community. Read the community contact. News, features, opinions, music reviews, cultural events, and so much more. Our voices, our perspectives, our community. Published every 2 weeks, pick it up at your favorite community spot or visit us online at our new and dynamic website, mtlcommunitycontact.com. Easy to navigate and lots to enjoy. Archived issues also on the site and available on the web. That's mtlcommunitycontact.com. Stay in contact.
Spread your wings.
One-stop Caribbean cuisine for the best in Caribbean dishes. Come visit us and enjoy our specialties such as oxtail, jerk chicken, roti, and many more. Ask about our $8 lunch special on any chicken plates from Tuesdays to Fridays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Also try our famous crispy fried chicken dipped in our special barbecue sauce. You can order online through your preferred restaurant apps or call 514-365-3636 or enjoy a 10% discount on all in-store pickup. This don't apply to promotions. We are located at 334 Saint Jacques in Lachine. Visit us today. One Stop Caribbean Cuisine, Chef X, new location.
Blessing up a flow like a river. Blessing up a flow like a river.
This is Lukey D.
Real food you want. Come to Mango Bay every day.
Real food. Mango Bay Restaurant, located in the heart of downtown Montreal, 1236 Mackay Street, Suite 201. For reservations, please call 514-875-7082 or visit mangobay.ca. Real food.
Let's get together and feel all right.
Whose data? Our data. When you're not paying for a product, you are the product. Especially in web and email services, where multinationals compete to manage your communication so they can make a profit off of the private communication you are producing. Coombit is a worker cooperative trying to help small organizations or individuals get their email, website creation, and website hosting services off corporate services such as Google. For more information, contact us at coombit.org or email at info@coombit.org. That's K-O-U-M-B-I-T. We are not on Facebook.
This is Phone Doc.
And this is Matt Stinkin.
When we ain't chilling up in the bricks in the chalet, we chilling out here in Montreal.
On C-K-U-T.
Nobody do it better, dog.
90.3 FM.
Hey,
gone.
Guess who's coming to dinner? Natty Dreadlocks. Michael Rose. Guess who's coming to dinner? Natty Dreadlocks. When I'm in Montreal, I listen to CKUT 90.3, and it's always jamming.
And the rest Daniel and some brethren are coming over the hills. Stay in town like this. We must live as one.
In the building, coming to you live and direct from the nation's favorite station. Yeah, man, right here in the city of Montreal. On this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Tuesday, September 28th. Yeah, man. We are just about a week into what they officially call fall. 13 degrees on the Celsius. Oh, wait. Let me say a high of 16, a low of 8 today. Sorry, if I said, I don't know why I said 16 and 18 earlier. My eyes. I'm kind of blind sometimes. So them say a higher 16 and a lower 8, so we're 3 degrees away from the high today. So keep it bundled, man, please, especially in this time right now. Y'all ain't got no time to deal with the sniffle. I don't know. We're going to get into that in a second. You know what I mean? definitely want to shout out, man. Yo, all of my Zos, all of my Jasporas. Yeah, man, all of my Haitian brothers and sisters. ID! Yo, I know the family want to walk one right now, you know. You know, look, one of the things that I'm about to start switching up on this program, you know, there's a lot of, you know, news, urban news-based programs on CKT that when they want to bring you the news, they're going to read the news, right? I don't think y'all are tuning in to hear me read somebody else's words, right? You know what I mean? I think when we tune in for certain things, right? No, this is not a... Yo, don't get it twisted. Right? We ain't coming to you. I ain't Dan Rather. You know what I mean? You want the 12 o'clock, you want the 6 o'clock, you know where to find it. And I hope you really know where to find it. You know what I mean? I hope you really know where to find it. I hope you truly know, you know what I mean, who to trust with that information. Because there's a lot of disinformation, misinformation going around. Funny how the people them who are push fake news, Luffy use the term fake news. One bag of controversy going down with my brothers and sisters right now, yeah? So them say we have migrants. They say we got people who bought into the American dream. You know one of these things that I say about America, right? When it comes to America, and it's what they call their immigration crisis. Y'all need to read up on Edward Bernays. Study Bernays. Bernays is one of those people that everybody, I don't care what your profession is, people need to listen to Bernays speak. People need to read about Bernays. People, yo, they got a great documentary on YouTube about Edward Bernays, Sigmund Freud's nephew, who taught the world how to market itself. They call him the father of propaganda. Yo, I've spoken about this man at length. You know what I mean? This man at length, right? I'm not saying he's somebody to revere, but you know, some of the people that we take issue with how they conducted certain things. You know, a lot of times, you know, we feel like we're supposed to avoid them at all costs. When somebody tells you that they read books written by Hitler, you're like, oh my God, you're a white supremacist? No. Sometimes in the mind of a madman is where you find the keys to unlock the questions that you need answered. Edward Bernays taught America how to market itself. You know what I've said from time? Is America's marketing just worked a little too well? You know what I mean? It worked a little too well. By the time they wanted to retract this marketing, because you realize that when you look at TV nowadays, you don't see them pushing the same notion. When we went out in the 80s, man, everything was the American dream. Everything was about the Big Apple. Everything was about the Windy City. You know what I mean? The City of Angels. You know what I mean? Like, we were beaten over the head with them things. When you go around the world, right, when you go around the world, developing countries are beaten over the head with them things by all of these, whether it's France, Canada, America, whoever, you name it. And then when the people them lock into the marketing, and them say, yeah, man, you know what? Me, Mr. Haitian, right? And I can say that because my father was Haitian. I am half Haitian. My mother's a Vinci. So I could say, me, Mr. Haitian, right? I feel like these times right now is a little deva. You know, my father was coming up, man, trust me. What am I talking about? The Makut. You know what I mean? In the days of the ducks. pop on, baby. Got different time. But Haiti still hasn't healed from a lot of things, and there's still a lot of places in Haiti that, you know, even Haitians don't want to be. Kidnapping was going on rampant. Robbery are going rampant. I don't know if you've ever, if you know or you don't know, but yo, they do not actually keep death stats, and I'm talking about murder statistics and them kind of statistics about Haiti. Why? Because the number is so astronomical that them people, they just get lazy and stop counting. Or Haiti just doesn't even report it, you see? So when you might wonder, when you might be wondering why migrants are crossing the water, and why for decades, they have braved that journey. Right, y'all, I have sisters. I got two sisters in America who lost their mother during that journey. So trust me, I know that journey. I feel that journey. I internalize that journey. Enough of my ancestors, enough of my brothers and sisters, enough of my cousins and my auntie, them didn't make it to them lands there. Because yo, that journey is rough, you know. Them across water in some little makeshift boats. But these migrants that you are seeing now on television, at majority, not come directly from Haiti. A lot of these migrants are entering America by way of Mexico and South American countries, where they have been camped out for some time, not just months, you know, years. And Mexico and these countries have decided to put policies in place to expel the people there. Some might say people them that help up the industry and build up the country or whatever. But on the other side, yes, when you're talking about tens of thousands of people, don't think that everybody that comes over is gonna have, you know, good intentions. And not everybody that come over is gonna have bad intentions. What I'm saying is always one rotten apple out type bunch. And a lot of times is that there's a spotlight put on this rotten apple. You are gonna see news come out in the next little while about maybe one little group or one little Haitian youth whose belly is hungry. You know what I mean? And him decide to go looking food a different way. Not saying I agree with how he's gonna go look for his food. Right? He might just go look for his food a different way. You are going to see them, you're gonna see them explode. This one youth or this one group of youths, and use it as a description of the entire load. And let me tell you right now, as I said, I could say this because I have Haitian blood coursing through my veins. Haitian people are some of the hardest working, some of the most honest, some of the most family oriented, some of the most conservative people that you can find on this planet. Enough of this country, enough of this land has been built off of the back of Haitian labor and by Haitian hands. So when them say there's a migrant crisis, you know, this is not just an America thing that them have to deal with, man. This is a North American thing that I have to deal with, you know. Canada is always talking about, you know, how their heart is bleeding and how they might help people and whatever the case is. Well, there's people on that bridge right now who need help. I ain't buying into the narrative of the whipping and all them thing there, right? That's, yo, I don't listen. When major media wants to start with their fear-mongering and their divisiveness, son. Yo, shout out all of my awesome law enforcement agents that are listening right now, man. Even if y'all spy upon me, even if y'all listen because y'all wait to hear me talk some things, and you say, yeah, man, send the RCMP to preach his door. First, y'all be find my door. But big up all of my awesome law enforcement agents, man. Yo, know? There's a narrative out there that wants to pit everybody against everybody. That wants to paint everybody in a certain light, man. That want to tell you that if certain people put on a certain uniform, if them drive in a certain car, if them wear a certain hat, if them wear a certain... Yo, come like you can't walk to America with a Cardinals baseball cap no more. Come like you can't wear a Red Sox baseball cap no more. I'd make somebody catch you from the back and not see the front eye hat. You see where I'm going with that? Yo, colors is a dangerous thing. That's why I say I don't get up in the gang mentality, man. This whole, like, us versus them, me better than you better than... No, man, I'm not get up in that, man. That's nonsense. You know what I'm saying? That's nonsense. Aya. Well, yo, you know, as a youth worker, one of the arguments that I used to bring my youth that when we would have these conversations about law enforcement and how law enforcement treat impoverished communities. Because let's clarify this. Let's be very clear on something. The news loves to tell you that the police has a vendetta strictly against black people. And I'm here to tell you, as somebody who grew up in an impoverished community, that police have something against poor people. And not just police, you know. The powers that be. Hierarchy was created so that a man could sit up somewhere and look down at somewhere else. People in power tend to have a problem with low-income communities, because low-income communities don't really put money in their pocket. Low-income communities are used as a labor force to people in power. So I continue to say, yo, your job isn't put in place. You work in a 9-to-5. You work in 40, 45, 50, 80 hours a week. It was not put in place for you to get rich. Because after you go put in all that overtime hours, feeling say you're going to stack up a little money so you can fly your family, or you can send a barrel to Haiti, or you can fly your family from Haiti, fly your mother from Haiti, fly your father from Haiti to Montreal, no. And when you see that they're over, that at the end of that shift, at the end of your 160 hours, the government tell you, say, yo, you make too much money. The government's telling you that you are making, that you are putting too much in your pocket, and they want to tax everything. Not true. So you see this cycle that is created by the powers that be. Pits the powerful against the less powerful. Pits those who have against those who don't have. You see? And the narrative that they love to push every day, no matter where you hear, man, is some kind of fear-mongering nonsense, man. Yo, what did I say earlier, right? Unity is the best immunity, man. Unity is the best immunity. You know, you hear all them countries that went about their herd immunity, man, have the lowest cases of the dopey maker yet, you know. Yeah, man. They have the lowest cases of the dopey maker yet. That's why they ain't out here forcing the snake bite on nobody. Unity is the best immunity. Unify your mind, body, and soul. When you unify those three things, you are able to see past the narrative that Babylon Media wants to put in front of your face. 10,000 Haitians were not being whipped in Texas, man. You know what I mean? Me hear it out of Haitian them mouth. Me hear it out of people them mouth. Nothing no gossip. Nothing no names. But yes, there is a migrant crisis happening. I mean, some people might call it a crisis. Other people might just say, yo, there's a new community being built in Texas. And maybe some people are going to have to get used to this new community that exists in Texas. now. You have one. You're welcome. What me say, man? American marketing just work a little too well for them. And because it works so well. Because it works so well. Now they need to turn around and they gotta criminalize people, man. They gotta create a us versus them mentality against the people that they imported to their country. That they imported to their country. Look, in a nutshell, here I gotta tell you something, right? Good? Yo, this, if you never heard this one before, man, maybe we'll get into this with some of the scholars one day, right? But hear this one. Anyway, you know what I'm saying about, you know, the fact of slavery, how slavery really took place. No, it wasn't boats. No, it wasn't boats. Don't make them believe, don't make them make you believe that African people so stupid that them just jump on a boat and just come so irritated. No, sir. Don't make them make you believe that we so weak that we couldn't fight off a little boatload of man we come down, right? Africa is a continent, not a country. What was happening is they were promising Americans, and Americans of all shades, creeds, and colors were promising people from other lands, not just Africa, Asia, Europe, the Caribbean, that if they would come to America and work in America, work on their farm, work their land, till their soil, help them XYZ, correct their businesses, create their conglomerate, make Kellogg's Kellogg's and all them something, make Heinz Heinz and all them something there, right? They promised these people that when they came to the land that, yo, after you work for X amount of years, not only will I be giving you money, i.e. gold, I will also give you land. I will give you materials to begin building your home. I will help you become an American citizen. But to do so, you have to come work the land so that you can say that you stake claim to the land. And once you work the land, in return, we will give you land. You already know, yo, you already know how that story ended, right? Ain't nobody got no land. Nobody was returned to their homes. Nobody got no money. They lied to these migrants. They lied to people. And when their people started to rise up, they put the whip down on those people. Yo, what they don't want to tell I and I in North America, they don't want to tell us the real truth about who we are on these lands. That's why they placed in our minds, they gave us a hyphen it. You are a such and such American. A hyphen. They ain't trying to let people realize and let people know that, yo, we've been here from time enough. Not just we, you know. Light is light. I'm saying, yo, Asia has been traveling the seas from umpteen time. Mali has been traveling the seas from time. The Caribbean has been traveling the seas from time. We've been here. Right? The children of the rainbow, we've been here. We are the indigenous people of these lands. They know I'll tell you that. Right? They got us caught up on thinking about reparations. You know, a microcosm of what is actually owed to the children of the rainbow. To the indigenous children of the rainbow. Right, people, yo, there's an awakening happening, man. That's why people are claiming back their lands. That's why people are coming back into their land. So you see how I see this Haitian migration? Crisis, and I'm not because I'm Haitian. You know, there's a lot to be said about what Bill Clinton, Bill Gates, the Bills, what the Soroses, what Biden's, what the John Kerry's and all these people did to Haiti, what Obama did to Haiti. So them said the chickens come to roost, right? The chickens come, what? Yeah. These people have been raping Haiti from time enough. Haitian corn gone, turned into ethanol. So you can't drive car. Who's burning ethanol now? Who's using ethanol now? The way that North America, the way that, not just America, you know, the way that North America, the way that Europe, the way that France and all these people have treated Haiti. Since the inception of Haiti, the first free, the first independent black nation. The first to successfully uprise against French occupation. Napoleon vowed that nobody would take his jewels. And when he reclaimed Haiti, and they turned around to then grant Haiti their freedom, they charged them for it. They put a price on every Haitian's head. Just like how you see Canada is handing out this syrup. You see how Canada tell you, last year they told you that, yo, your time, your presence here is worth X amount of money. And then over time, them broke you down. Now they're letting you know that your time is worth this amount of money. Right? Make for half or quarter when them tell you last year, don't you? They put a price on everybody's head. And that bill, that invoice, that tally is still being paid for. When other states stood up and said, yo, enough is enough, time that your time, you'll give me back with money. This is how much money you'll have for us. You see what they did to him, right? Kidnapped the man in the middle of the night. Let's not even talk about what they just did to Moise. Somebody was a very vocal opposition to many things that the Western world wants to impose on Haiti. Not just the snake bite. So when they say, yo, we got 10,000 plus Haitians under a bridge in Texas. Hopefully I can just I can offer a little bit of context to where this migration is coming from. The history of this migration. I definitely do not have enough time to get into the entire, go step by step through the history of the migration. The history of you know what I mean? The touchery that went down that put Haiti in the position that it's in. So shout out all my Haitian brothers and sisters. Shout out all my rebel warriors. Shout out all my revolutionaries. Yeah, I just listened to John Kerry talk about the Great Reset. If you don't know, this is what they're calling this time right now, the Great Reset. And they say, yo, revolution is a problem. The man said, in a world where now everybody have a smartphone and we can connect on our own, these are the things that create chaos and revolution, and that could be a problem. My people, I need you guys to grab your revolution makers. I need you to grab your chaos makers. Grab those smartphones that are keeping you guys connected in this odd world, man. And one, connect to somebody you love. Two, make sure that you guys are informing yourself. information. Not the inflammation coming from the major media. True information. You know what I mean? Don't get caught up in the distractions of whose data is missing. Unless we're talking about the holistic community of missing women and children. Black, indigenous, Asian, you know, South American, European. Women go missing from every culture, every walk of life. Children go missing from every culture, every walk of life. Let's not pay attention to the Joy Reads of the world. You know what I mean? To the people that are promoting division in the world. I'll make you think that this is one over the other. I'm just very skeptical on what's happening in the story, with the, you know what I mean, with the young lady and our boyfriend and everything right there, because I seen Dog the Bounty Hunter show up at somebody's door this weekend, and I said, well, this thing come like Hollywood, no. When you're gonna talk about, you know what I mean, if we really wanna have a conversation about missing women and children, and we gotta get into a conversation about the missing women and children in Haiti, who go missing every day. Which is a reason why a lot of these migrants have made the move to somewhere that they think is higher ground. They didn't choose to go to America first, you know. They were trying to avoid America at all costs. You see me? But now they see old boy Biden over there, man, and they're like, hey, okay, well, if they telling us that we can't be here, maybe we could go there, right? Yo, Biden, Clinton, the Gates, them, the all of these people, the Soros, the, all these politicians, all these trillionaires created this situation. Tried them for cleaning up. They have to deal with who's at their doorstep right now. They have to face the history that they decided to write in the past. That will come and haunt them in the future. Once again, man, big up all of my Zos. Yasporas. I hope I'm saying that properly, man. Maybe it's Yaspora, maybe. Big up all my Haitian brothers and sisters. And as I said, all my Caribbean people, man, who are staying informed and spreading real information, man. You guys got any information, real information about what's happening on the ground in Texas to our brothers and sisters, please let me know, man. Please let me know. I wanna know. CKUT 90.3 FM. It's your boy Preach in the building, coming to you live and direct from the nation's favorite station right here in the city of Montreal. It's just after, oh man, we got about 20 minutes left in the hour. Yo man, 20 minutes left in the show. Shout out everybody tuned in, man. Shout out all my businesses that are keeping it real, man, keeping it alive. As I've been saying to everybody week in and week out, man, I need new ads, I need new commercials, I know businesses, I know food I sell, you know. I know cool clothes I run, you know. Beer dance I keep, you know. Yo, man. Look, man, yo, look. If you guys are out there, especially if you guys are out there and you feel like you've been bogged down by these mandates, you feel like the government is exercising a little too much reach, a little too much control, and I have something them. You know what I mean? And you've been struggling through the last year and a half. Please log on to ckut.ca and find out how you could get in touch with Louise Burns. I want to be running your ads right here on this station. Yo, vibes. That's what I said last week, my shout out. Yo, shout out restaurants like Mango Bay, who say, yo, everybody can't sit down. Nobody has to sit down. We're going to just run with food like how we've been running with food from time. Can't compete. pick it up, you can't get it on delivery. So please support Mango Bay. Please support all of our amazing Caribbean restaurants, all of our amazing ethnic restaurants, all of our amazing mom and pop shops in the city of Montreal. Please, please, please don't forget mom and pop shops, small businesses. Employ more people than all the majors. Than all the majors. All right? It's mom and pop shops and small businesses that keep the country and your communities alive, that keep the city alive, that pay the most taxes. Go check out your mom and pop shops, man. Even if they charge you a little more than Walmart or than Giant Tiger and all them places. Them people that don't need your money, right? Even if you're all of them shut down right now, people that own those businesses will be good, right? They'll be fine. But who won't be fine, right? It's auntie and uncle, mommy and daddy, granny and grandpa who built their businesses for decades. You just have them one little business that maybe that just them and their children run, them and their family run, or maybe they run. If they lose these businesses, man, trust me, man, life isn't the same for them as it's gonna be for the family that owns, as I said, those majors that I mentioned just now. They don't need an extension. So if you feel like your business needs to be mentioned and you need a little spotlight shined on you, please go to ckut.ca and find out how our brick house, our Wonder Woman, the one and only Louise, yo, please hit her up. Find out how she can help your business. And at the same time, you will be helping CKUT stay alive and stay out of this government purview. Right now, man. As I said, yo, they depicted my Haitian brothers and sisters a certain way. I mean, I like it. So I'm gonna let my brothers from Brand Nubian talk on this for me. You see me? But I like an old school something right here on CKUT 90.3 FM. It's your boy preaching the building, and this is the Lunchtime Takeover. Yo! Brand newbie, come talk to them now. Watch a tune.
In the morning, they kicking down my mama's door. Now tell me, what is this drama for? Can you get rest at the rest without the stress? Then they put the to my chest. Best think for a twitch or a pop. Off to the clink with this cap. They got a lot like the dread on my head, Jack. And if I try to fight back, well then I'm dead, black. I got the right to an attorney and to stay silent. They got the right to try to burn me if I play violent. I know the game, so I just roll with the procedure. A legal search and seizure, something that they doing at their leisure. Down at the station, interrogation is taking place. Overcrowded jails, but for me to make a space. Tell the devil to his face, he can suck my d- It's the whole black race that they f***ing with. Come to find my crime was letting brothers know the time on the devil and stopping them from eating swine. And plus my prior record sealed my fate. One for all and in God we trust. Got me sent up state, but still I won't bite my tongue. I just write tight to incite the young to fight the one who keeps them on a level that's minimal. And that's the number one reason. I can't do no more push-ups. Speech
swole up, locked down cause of a hole up. The devil made me do it, what I say. Got some bad news on my one phone call the other day. I love the kids and I teach them to love their father. I'll get you some kicks and try to send some flicks, but it's over. Baby, yes, it's over. Ain't much you can do when you're holding the phone. A million inmates, but you're still alone. You're not crying, but inside you're dying. You might cry in the night when you're safe and out of sight. Damn, I miss my peeps in the rides, in the jeeps, in my casual freedom. Where's my crew when I need them? A visit ain't the same like being in the game, but I'll take it. At least with that, I'll make it. The beast is a beast, can I see it? I do the knowledge to him, so next time I can do him. Yo, X, I got the locker now, but write me real soon. I know that you're a busy man, give me a minute. You can never know the key now till you've been locked the f*** up in it.
17, lock it up!
Music from the great, the almighty Brand Nubian. Some boy claiming I'm a criminal right here on CKUT 90.3 FM. It's young boy Breach in the building. We're now tuned into the lunchtime takeover. Shout out all my brothers and sisters. My Haitian sons. Yo, I love you guys, man. Watch it there, watch it there, watch it there.
Okay, for the second. Now before, sure you look familiar. Sure the cost of living keep on rising with no limits. In the name of politician, give a fuck about your feelings. Name a single trend that didn't end up like a game. I think there's something in the
world. Let's go over to the UK for a second. Music by Koji Radical. This one's called Water, featuring Mahalia. Watch it there, CKUT 90.3.
I'm sure you've heard this all before. Sure you look familiar. Sure the cost of living keep on rising with no limits. In the name of politician, give a fuck about your feelings. Name a single trend that didn't end up like a gimmick. Think there's something in the water. Tell me what the mission is. I see the showers, cold word, Flint, Michigan. Tire match my melanin. Black on black is militant. Represents my diligence. I see through that privilege. Something's in the water. I think there's something in the water. Barely trust the facts now. Liar, 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 throwing stones, then hide your hands. Wow, that don't make no man proud. Tears might make my city drown. I'm too scared to speak to God. There's shooters in the churches now. Something's in the water. Tell me what the mission is. Just another citizen that sacrificed my discipline. Still don't know my origin. Still don't know who's listening. Still can't tell the difference between strength and my conditioning. Something's in the water.
There's something in the water.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, yeah. I've been gone a while now. Never thought I'd come back to this. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, yeah. I heard we've been falling down. What you mean we're falling down to this? I don't get this fuckery, this was never taught to me. I don't know how we got here, oh so suddenly. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, yeah. I'm stood at the border, yeah. And there's something in this
water, something in the water, yeah. And I think there's something in the water.
Seems that all we do is talk and never listen to the fiction. Clear as water, that is all a masquerade. For the love of my addiction, tie your marks in 9-11. Say no evil, see no evil in my leg. Same old story, pain and glory fit inside your categories. Numbers should die within, see another day. One more can I say, I think the rain, my guardian angel, fall from heaven just like it will come and take away the pain.
Bad things in this water. Some things in my brother. Something like no other. I can't put my finger on it. All I know is we don't want it. All I know is if we carry on it, we will fall for it. All I know is if we take this on it, we will lose it all.
CKUT 90.3 FM. Yes, 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 y'all. I think there's something in the water, man. I think that's why I'm on such a vibe today, man. I'm vibing. You were just listening to music from the one and only Koji Radical featuring Mahalia. It was called Water. I love that record. I love that record. I think there's something in the water. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ah, go. I think there's something in the water. Yo, that's why I'm looking at your daughter. Nah, okay, Biff, this spike the water. Spike the water. That's what I say, man. When you have to start the show with Bojo. I started the show with Iba Man. I started the show with a little tribute to the late great Trevor Lockhart, the one and only Winston, so gone but never forgotten. Say Vincent, we love you. Vincey Massive, we love you. Yeah, man. Vince has been through a lot this year, man. Vince has been through a lot this year. Right? The volcano in a second, you know? No. It just kind of behaving itself right now. But it ain't second yet. Hurricane, flooding. I said, all the old man catch a stone. The whole world is dealing with this quarantine business. Say Vincent is no different. The news is coming around now. The news is starting to come out. And they are now admitting. They are now admitting like what happened at Duke University. If you didn't hear, 98% done take the tape. 98% of the faculty and the students don't take the tape. They got their own little outbreak with about 350, almost 400 people out there, right? All who got the tape. The news is coming out now that, you know what I mean, as the numbers of, you know, inoculation has risen, so has the outbreak. And the outbreak of the vaccinated. New conversation. They just had a press conference yesterday talking about their new models and all of this other stuff. Just remember, when they talk about models and projection and and their calendar and all them something. All this is theoretical. What did I say already, man? We're so caught up in the study that we fail to watch the student. Mind who's teaching you. Even me, you know. You figure check out everything I say. You figure fact check everything I say. And as I said, CKUT now has an answering service. So if you feel like I wasn't factual about something, right, you leave me a message. If you feel say you want to debate me, Pani, we are going to bring you upon the show and me and you, we have a convo. Constructive conversation. Progressive conversation, positive conversation. That's what we live for here, man. We're gonna be shifting this into, you know, a matter of perspective. I don't feel like I wanna add to the distraction anymore, no more in the vision. I just wanna be out here so I can help you navigate certain waters. Through in these coming times. And people, I've been begging you guys, man. We're gonna get into this one next week. I've been begging you guys, please, my people, prepare yourselves, man. Preparation, your preparation is a forever thing. Always be prepared. Save your money. Mitigate your desires. Minimize on your wants. Assess your needs. Stock up on things that you will absolutely need this winter. Stock up on things that you will absolutely need next year. We don't want to scare them, but we want to tell everybody, forget, prepare. As October and November starts to roll around, things are going to shift. And I want you guys to be prepared for the shift. So we are going to talk about some of these shifts that are going to be happening next week. Just ahead of giving thanks, you know? With the family and everybody around you. You know, one of those shifts that are coming, man. Yo, your currency is changing, the money is changing. Last week, China made a move to ban Bitcoin. Been done already. Why? Because they are getting ready to introduce their CBDC, their central bank digital currency. The digital yuan is coming. The digital CAD is coming. The digital USD is coming. So my people, I need you guys prepared. I need you guys prepared. I don't need you guys scared. I don't need you guys to be inundated with fear. Right? I need you nimble. You see me? I need you light. I need you happy. What did I say earlier? Unity is the best immunity. Unify your mind, body, and soul. Now is the time for us to get in all the nutrients that we need, all right? Everything. Hide those vitamin C to the world. I love you guys. CKUT 90.3 FM. It's your boy Preach in the building. As I said, man, there must have been something in the water. I like this episode. I'll be back next week, man. You go hand it off to Voco, the voice of Korea. My people, please, as I said, man, stay together, love together, pray together, be together. Do not let TV refract you from your community. We need each other now more than ever. I love you guys. I will see you next week. CKUT 90.3 FM. This is the Lunchtime Takeover. It's your boy Preacher in the building. I'm out.
There's something in the water.
Oh my God, yeah. I've been gone a while now. Never thought I'd come back to this. Oh my gosh, yeah. I heard we've been...
Laurie a hâte de faire au resto. Elle y a pensé toute la semaine. Elle a invité ses amis. Elle a acheté une nouvelle robe. Elle s'est rendue au resto. Elle n'a pas pu rentrer dans le resto. Elle a dû ranger sa nouvelle robe. Elle n'a pas pu voir ses amis. Et elle y a pensé toute la semaine.
N'attendez pas de frapper un mur. Faites-vous vacciner. Le passeport vaccinal est maintenant exigé pour fréquenter certains lieux publics. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
It takes a good dose of courage and perseverance to get through a pandemic.
True, but it also takes a good dose of patience, resilience, confidence, optimism, humor, and love. Not to mention a dose of determination, endurance, empathy, motivation, hope, and ingenuity.
But above all, it takes a second dose of vaccine.
A message from the gouvernement du Québec.